Hello, dear listeners. This is Basement Gaming, episode 67. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Howdy, howdy.
So this episode, Brigham and I discuss the new hot button MMO, Lost Ark. If you enjoy the show, give us a follow on Twitter at BasementGaming9 and on your podcast listening app of choice to keep up with new episodes. With the formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. So we're back on the main quest, Brigham.
Yeah, it was a nice little detour we took. Three side missions in a row. Got some XP. Okay, views. It was great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. I think we're definitely gonna do more of that. It was fun just talking to other people, just having a third voice in here, giving their opinion and what they think about gaming and stuff like that, because conversation on gaming is always more fun with more people. So Hope everyone enjoyed it. We definitely did.
Yeah.
And thanks for all those guys coming out, and look forward to the next people.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, it does feel good at the same time to kind of get back on the main path and get to the old grindstone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Now that we're even stronger and better than the main storyline, we're just gonna breeze through it, no problem.
Exactly,
right?
Dude. This podcast is like a boss, we are about to just destroy right here. So get ready, folks. So what's been going on with you?
Not much. I mean, we've been both of us been kind of wrapped up in the biggest hot button game recently, and I'm not gonna lie, Brigham, I'm a little surprised that Lost Ark has taken my attention, and I've been playing it ever since it came out last Friday on, when did it come out? The 11th? Yeah. Officially for everyone. For free! Which is crazy.
Yeah, free-to-play game. And I agree, we talked a little bit about this game last week on our side mission with Patrick, about how I've been playing the game, because if you got a Founders Pack, you can start the game 3 days early. It was called the Early Access Period, which started on a Wednesday, and then the full game went free to play for everybody on Friday. So I got some time in the game, but now you've had some time to play the game as well. And yeah, I'm just surprised how much I have been enjoying this game, and also how much I've seen you enjoy this game as well. I assume, at least, I've seen you play quite a bit.
Oh yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I think the thing that surprised me is I'm enjoying the gameplay a lot more than I thought it would, because at first glance, it looks a lot like the typical JRPG combat that I usually don't like, combined with the Diablo-esque view of things, and you're just clicking a bunch, which I did not like Diablo very much, at least the most recent one that I played. So going in, I was very skeptical. I'm like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of combining things happening here that I don't think I'll like. But then when you start the game, you do this little character test, little character test trial thing where you try out the class that you're going to play. You get to use all their abilities and use all the buttons to see if you like it. So I've been looking at streams, seeing like, okay, what character I'm going to play, what class I'm going to play. So I decided to go with this class called Assassin. And then I go into the testing, and you get two, let's say, specs, you know, two styles you can play Assassin. And then I'm trying out the Demon Hunter. I keep wanting to call it Demon Hunter. It's not Demon Hunter. It
looks like one, though, like from World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it looks a lot like a Demon Hunter. Anyway, I try it out, and I instantly just love it. I'm like, this is awesome. As in, like, it just looks fun. There's a lot of mobility, a lot of damage, and the graphics of it just looks super cool. It just makes me feel like a badass. And then that was like my initial hook, is like, oh, I think I'm going to enjoy fighting in this game quite a lot. And sure enough, that's been my favorite part, is just fighting. What about you?
Oh, yeah, the same thing, too. So for me, above everything, and for those of you who don't know what Lost Ark is a Korean, South Korean game, free to play. It's been out in Korea for about 2 years now. And it's an action RPG, very much like Diablo or Path of Exile, if you ever played a game like that. But it feels a lot more like Diablo, and there's a lot of polish. The combat, first and foremost, is amazing in this game. And that's what really keeps me into this game the most, is how good it feels just to kill things in this game. Like all the, I'm playing a warrior, a berserker to be specific. So each class has like three or two subclasses. And so the warrior has three subclasses and one of them is berserker. I'm not even sure if it's called the warrior. He just looks like a warrior. He has a giant sword. Looks like that guy from Final Fantasy with the big sword. But it actually looks more like Reinhardt from Overwatch. But anyway, yeah. So I love how you can also change up your skills super easily too. Like you have skill points you get each time you level up. And then so with those skill points, you can upgrade your existing skills and add like modifiers to them. So they do more damage. They can be like a wider AOE or add some extra little feature to them, like a stun or something like that. So it really helps vary up the gameplay as you're leveling as well. And yeah, like every time I log on, sometimes I just run around just killing things. You know what I mean? Just because the combat feels so smooth and it feels so visceral. Like you can really feel your character hitting the enemies in the game. And they did such a good job with that.
Which is very unusual for a JRPG type game. That's one of my complaints about JRPGs is I just feel like I'm not doing anything. It's all very flashy and all very, it looks cool, like I'm doing things, but all I'm seeing is just numbers fly out of my enemies and nothing is happening. It doesn't feel good. But somehow they found a way to make the combat in this game feel good. And, I mean, there's a lot of things initially that I thought would be a problem. We have a lot of points we could talk about here. One thing is, you mentioned the skills. I was kind of worried that they gave us, you get most of your skills right off the bat. It's not like World of Warcraft where you get one ability and then you get more as you level up until you reach endgame and you have all your abilities. This is like, you get like six? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7? 7 abilities right off the bat. And I'm like, that's a lot. And I felt kind of strong in the beginning. I was like, man, I'm just two-shotting things. But because of the variety inside each ability, the fact that you can level them up and then you get another point to put inside of that ability to change up the ability. Again, it sounds very complicated, but you get used to it, I guess, eventually. But it kind of changes your gameplay a little bit and you do get new abilities as you go on. So I feel like they kind of compensated for that with just making it really, I say, complex. This is a very complex game.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's definitely one of the negatives of it. Like, there's so many different systems. And when you first start playing, there's a few systems. But as you continue to play, you get introduced to even more systems. And wow, like, it's kind of ridiculous how many different systems there are. Like, there's you can get gear, but then there's also engravings. And there's also these, like, stones. And then the stones you have to, like, put money into to unlock different attributes for them. And there's, like, a percent chance that the attributes like will actually take into effect or like be nullified as you're like and there's also these good card decks that you can get cards to create decks to put on your character for more power. It's just like so many different like horizontal progression systems. I don't know why they have to put in so many different ones, like, to be honest.
It's interesting that you said that this game has been out for 2 years, because I didn't really know that. Maybe that's what it is. The fact that it's been around for long enough that they just had time to just add things to make it more interesting for the people that have been playing it for 2.5 years now, you know?
Maybe we're just true. It's just that I prefer more like World of Warcraft where, okay, come out with a new system, but then like retire something else or expand on a current system instead, because I do feel like the game is getting to a point where there's just this like system bloat, you know what I mean?
It does feel
like I'm not even max level yet, and I feel that.
Yeah, I'm already just trying to learn the basics of the game was a bit of a headache. I think we keep joking, you need a PhD to learn how to play this game, just because there's so much text and there's so many UIs and there's so many abilities flying around and so many things you have to level. I think I've kept track of like 3 or 4 currencies already. I was like, what is happening? There's so many things to keep track of. And that's on top of just regular MMO stuff. Like, you got gear, you have to level up, and you have to quest, right? And so I'm like, okay, this is my quest item. This is this, and this is this gear. So I'm not really paying attention to anything right now. I'm just kind of running around, leveling up as fast as I can. I'm just like, I'll just figure the rest out later because there's just too much. Have you used any of your grenades yet? Like, I started using my grenades recently. Dude, they're really good.
Really?
Yeah. I got into trouble a couple of times because my class, I feel like, is pretty squishy. So I've been in trouble a couple of times in dungeons where I'm just like, oh, I'm kind of getting overwhelmed. I just yeet a grenade and kill an entire mob. Yeah. Again.
Do you do the dungeon solo?
Yeah, I haven't queued up for any of them. Yeah. Just do them solo. They're all pretty... The gameplay is pretty easy, to be honest. Like, there's a couple of times I'm like, ooh, I kind of need to, like, dodge and try a little bit, especially in these dungeons where there's, like, actual mechanics going on. But the overall difficulty is pretty low. Like, the questing is incredibly easy. Like,
yeah, definitely.
You just go somewhere, and then it takes at most 30 seconds to complete a quest. It's very fast, which is insane because there's a lot of them. Like, they just gave themselves more work, essentially, by making questing so easy that you just need more volume because you need quests to level up and you need quests to keep people interested in the game. It's a stark contrast to New World, which we played recently, where the quests were easy, but it felt like they took forever because you had to run for 1,000 miles to get to whatever you needed to do. And that is a big difference with this game.
Yeah. What do you think about the story?
I don't even know what's going on, bro.
I have to say, the story, I am actually, like, I'm not reading every single quest, but I'm reading enough to understand, like, what I'm doing and what the overall goal is and stuff like that. And I have to say, I'm actually invested. Like, I actually want to see the campaign through because I'm like, dang, I got to get, like, these seals to get the arc, and I got to stop the demons from coming back. Like, it's super bland, generic kind of story. In fact, it reminds me a lot of Diablo, of just, like, you know, demons coming to Earth and trying to take over and to fight the demons from hell, whatever. But it's still fun. I still enjoy it. I think they did a really good job with the cutscenes. I never skip cutscenes.
The cutscenes are very nice, yeah.
Yeah, the cutscenes are awesome. I love it when I'm in a dungeon and there's cutscenes and there's shared cutscenes, so everyone has to watch them together in the group. And you can vote to skip it, but the cutscenes are not skipped unless everyone votes yes. And of course, I'm the one person that never skips them. So I feel kind of bad, but at the same time, I'm just like, it's the freaking first week of the game. Like, can we just watch the cutscenes? You know what I mean? Like, do we really need to boost through these? So I've really been enjoying the story so far. And even now, like, you know, I have other things I've been working on and playing, and I've been kind of not putting all my attention on Lost Ark, but I still come back just because I want to finish the story. I'd put a little bit of time in each day just to continue that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this game once other games I'm looking forward to are coming out. And I've also been working on Death Stranding a little bit. And I mean, that's that. And including with my other, you know, hobbies and life stuff. So we'll see how much I'm able to devote to this game, but anytime I am playing, I am having a good time because the gameplay is good. Even though I'm not, like, tuned into the story 100%, I do have a general idea what's going on. I know who the bad guy is, and I'm just like, oh, here's the bad guy again, and here's the main good guy that's, like, our companion in this story, and yeah, I'm just kind of going along because I'm also doing a lot of side quests. I know you're not doing a lot of side quests.
Zero. So, actually, I do some. Sometimes I accidentally accept the side quests.
Accidentally. I do, if I see one, I do them because they're just so fast and they're always right next to the main quest. And it takes an extra like 10 seconds to do it. And then you just move on. So I'm trying to min-max my leveling quite a bit. I'm trying to get to max level as fast as I can just to see what happens at the end game.
I've watched a lot of videos online of like what to do. And a lot of people say when leveling, to ignore side quests. They say like only do them if you care about the lore and stuff. So I don't really know like if that means that you have to finish a campaign before you can do other stuff, or are they just like, I don't know. It's very confusing because it gives you XP and it's easy to do if it's right there.
Yeah, I don't know. It is weird. Are they mid maxing by like an hour? It's like
I don't know. Maybe
an hour earlier.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's funny because I heard someone else say that. To do some of the end game content, you do need to do some of the side quests.
Yeah, I've heard that doing the main stuff and then also the purple quests, which are the guide quests that teach you how to do new features in the game. And there's also like special ones that aren't, they don't look the exact same as the main story mission quest logo, but they're not like the same as the side ones either. And also timed missions. So I don't know if covering all those makes it to where you don't have to do any other side quests, but Yeah, I guess I'll find out. I'm not really planning on min-maxing. In fact, one of the biggest downsides of this game is that it really is pay to win in a lot of ways once you get to end game. So I don't really see this game being like something that takes over World of Warcraft for me. But I do at least want to play end game enough to see all the dungeons and raids for sure. I mean, maybe do some PvP.
That's kind of something we saw coming with the fact that a game of this magnitude is free to play. There's going to be a lot of paying to be done. I know people that have paid like $100 in this game already, which, I mean, every streamer has paid probably way over that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what mechanics are that need to be included with your money, that need to be enhanced with your money yet, because I'm not in game, so I'm not going to call it pay to win just yet, just because I'm not educated in that part of the game yet, but I see it coming like you do.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. Like, it's definitely one of those things, like, if you watch videos and stuff, it's one of those systems where overall, you can continue to put money into the game and get more and more power. Like, it's kind of complicated. I won't go through all the nitty gritty, but it really is one of those situations where you can pay money to receive more power. Like, it's straight up. And at the same time, though, a lot of people say, yeah, that's true, but it's still fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess that's another question, too. If a game is pay to win, can it still be a fun game? Like, to be honest, at least at this point, I don't really care if it's pay to win or not. I'm having a good time, and I'm not putting any more money into the game than I already have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah. I don't mind it.
That would be a nice little social experiment for us, I think.
Yeah.
Because I guess it can be, as long as the pay to win doesn't interfere with the people that aren't paying. You know what I mean? I think it'd be, we'll see how much of a problem it is once you start doing PvP or something. Like, when you go into PvP, are you going to obviously...
Well, in PvP, everything's all balanced. So, like, it's all scaled the same. So, pay to win doesn't apply for PvP. It's just for PvE. Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. It's like, you pay for the experience you want to have, essentially.
Yeah.
If you want to keep the experience pure and normal, then don't pay any money. But I don't know, if you want it to be slightly different than that, then go ahead. It seems like the formula is fine as long as it doesn't interfere with people that aren't paying, I think.
Yeah, I see that. My thing is that at the end of the day, I think you can argue almost any game, including, you know, World of Warcraft, RuneScape. You can make an argument that all these games are pay to win, you know what I mean? Like, some, like, for example, with World of Warcraft, you can buy gold and you can, you know, pay somebody gold to carry you through a dungeon or through a raid. You know what I mean? So that's a pay to win avenue. So in my mind, it's like, if I play the game how I want to play, which is playing with putting a minimal amount of money into it, can I have a good experience? You know what I mean? Yeah. If I feel like I have to pay money to have a good experience, like not just like a subscription money, but pay ongoing amounts of money to have a rewarding, fulfilling experience in a video game, then I won't play it.
Like, you can't do this raid unless you pay $5 to get this piece of gear.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, this is a huge, massive grind and it's not fun to do. But if you pay $10, you can skip it. It's like, in that case, it's like, even though that's pay to convenience, I don't want to pay $10 and I don't want to do a super annoying grind. So therefore, I don't like the game anymore and I won't play it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So yeah, we'll have to see how that turns out. Yeah. My biggest question is, how is this game different than New World? Because we played New World recently, and we lasted about 2 weeks. That's it. Let's give it a month. We lasted about a month.
I went back and played a couple weeks ago.
What? I'll tell you what I feel is different from this game in New World, and why I think it might be a little bit better in terms of keeping our attention. The biggest thing is, I'm leveling fast. That's the biggest thing I had a problem with New World was, like, I'm leveling super slow and the leveling experience is not that fun. Whereas the leveling experience in this game, it's decently fun. It's not a lot of fun. It's not World of Warcraft level fun in terms of the quest variety and the creativity behind the quest line. But it's fast. So they're not giving you time to get bored with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, traversing the world is very easy. The gameplay is very good, which the gameplay in New World was pretty good too. So, like, the combat was pretty good, but traversing the world was just abysmal because you have no mount and you're walking on this giant map. and paying a bunch of currency to fast travel, where in this game, it's like 15 silver. It's negligible. You don't notice the currency you're paying to fast travel. You get a mount pretty much within 10 minutes of turning the game on. So that's my biggest thing, is like playing the game is more convenient and I mean just overall more fun. That's my biggest thing I had between this and New World. Well, what about you?
Yeah, I'll have to say the same thing. The leveling experience is a little more enjoyable in Lost Ark. And for me, the reason why is because I can do it solo. It's a lot more varied than it was in New World. So in New World, all the quests felt very similar. They're all spread out. A lot of, you know, dead time between completing quests, right? For like to run to one quest to another. And also I started to the quests started to outlevel me. So things were getting harder and harder to do by myself. Yeah,
what was that about?
You know?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Like yeah. It was very quickly all of a sudden the quests were higher than me. I'm like, what do I do now? How do I progress? Because if I go over there by myself, I'm going to die. And they don't make the game any easier for you to play with friends. That was one of our complaints too. It was like, it was very hard to get on the same page as your other friends playing the game. So it's like, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, and a lot of people have been saying this a lot, is that the games just don't, some games just don't respect your time. And I feel like Lost Ark, not Lost Ark, New World in many ways doesn't respect your time by forcing you to do a bunch of arbitrary things that they must know is not enjoyable. It is not fun to spend, you know, 5 minutes walking between one point to another or to do the exact same quest style multiple times, but in different areas. Like, it's not enjoyable, and it just feels like it's trying to just make that leveling process longer to keep me into the game longer.
Yeah, just
whereas Lost Ark is just, yeah, Lost Ark keeps you moving. The quests keep it varied. The cutscenes keep you interested. Like, it does a lot more to try to keep my attention than New World did.
Yeah. I mean, New World, it wasn't even that it took you forever to get there, but the quest was also pretty fast. So I took me 10 minutes to get over here. I do the quest in about 2 minutes, and then I gotta walk 10 minutes back.
So, yeah.
Like, what are we even doing here, you know? And yeah, that's... we'll have to see if New World keeps that trend. Again, these games, it's all about the end game, man. Like, and I think Lost Ark knows that. That's why they made the leveling experience pretty fast. I think everyone could get to level 50 if you played, like, every day for an hour or two in, like, a week, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over halfway there, and it's only been a weekend, you know? So, and a weekend that I was particularly busy, too. So I think I would have gotten there if I had more time to play.
What level are you?
I'm almost 30.
You're almost... oh, yeah, you're close to me. I'm like 32. That's awesome.
I think
yeah.
I'm 28 or 29. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think that's true. I think when it comes to MMOs, the leveling experience has to be short because it has to be basically just like an introduction to the game. You know what I mean? Get the player familiar with their class, familiar with the world, and tell them a cool story, because at the end of the day, people want to get a max level. And the reason why... some people complain about this, saying, oh, like MMOs today aren't about the journey. Everyone just wants to get to end game. And it's like, no, people want to play with their friends. And where is the largest number of players at the place where the leveling stops? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, of course, everyone wants to get to the max level because that's where all their friends are. And because that's where the most people are, that's where a lot of the content is. So, you know, that's why you want to play with your friends. Exactly. Yeah. You want to play MMO for social reasons. And the reality is, it's just really hard to play any MMO while leveling up doing quests, because people are different levels, they're on different quest lines, you know, like they out-level a dungeon, so it's not really worth it to them anymore, but it is to their friend, or their friend's not high enough level for a dungeon. Like, it's just so hard to get that part right. So I think the easiest thing to do, and World of Warcraft did this with last expansion too, just make the questing to get the max level super short. Like, no more than 20 hours. 20 hours is like the maximum. And like, it better be a freaking good time if it's 20 hours long. That's like 10 to 15 hours is like how long it should be. And then just let people play together and have fun.
Yeah, I mean, I have yet to play with a friend. So I'm trying to push through it as fast as possible. Because... and people have different schedules too. Like, I may not be able to play a lot this weekend, but someone else has a free weekend and they're just going to burn through 15 levels, you know? And then all of a sudden, oh, well, that 20 minutes we played together on Friday was fun. I guess I'll see you in a week whenever I get to max level, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it sucks. I remember back in the day in World of Warcraft, like trying to be like, okay, like I have a character that I only play whenever my friend's online because I don't want to out level him and stuff. And it's just, it's always such a hassle, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
MMOs, it's totally fine. I think this game does it really well. I really hope New World does get the leveling down better so we can go back to that game because they had some good stuff too. But it does feel good to play a new game that's a new MMO that's doing so well right now. And like you're looking at before, the numbers for this game are insane, like the amount of players playing.
Yeah, I mean, it came out swinging, man. It reached 1.325 million peak concurrent players. So second biggest since PUBG. A lot of people are watching it. I mean, even as we're talking right now, I'm checking. It has 500K concurrent viewers on Twitch. It hit 1.2 million concurrent viewers on Twitch when it first came out. And its first week, it racked in 59.9 million cumulative hours on Twitch. So all this to say, it did really well in the first 4 days that it's been out. It's been crushing it. Yeah. Everyone's talking about it. It's all over Twitch. I'm seeing ads on YouTube. I'm seeing ads on Twitch. It's a great launch. I mean, New World had a great launch too, though. So, again, we'll have to see where we are in a month. We could be... I mean, I think it took us like a couple episodes after New World came out to be like, yeah, we're kind of over it.
Yeah, so, true.
And especially this month, I think they have a lot of competition this month. Elden Ring is coming out this week. Horizon Forbidden West is coming out this week. So I know for me, at least, I'm going to Horizon as soon as it drops. And I don't know when I'm coming back. I know I have a friend that's going to Elden Ring. I have a couple of friends that go to Elden Ring when that comes out. And I don't know when they're coming back. So,
yep. Yeah. 9.2 for WoW comes out next week. And I don't know when I'm coming back from that.
There you go. So if this game is truly good, it will survive the rest of this month. And then we'll be back at it, leveling up and checking out the end game. So, here's to that.
Yep, cheers to that. Time will tell. Man, what a great time to be an MMO player. You know what I mean? Between New World and the surge in Final Fantasy 14 and now Lost Ark. Like, it's just been great.
MMO players, rise up. This is your time.
Yep.
Finally.
You will not be silenced.
You will not be silenced by the endless amounts of shooters in Battle Royales.
Yeah, forget it. Move over League of Legends. New genre in town. That's old genre. Man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lost Ark. Pretty fun. Check it out. Let us know if you're playing it. I'm sure you are because it feels like the whole freaking world is.
So, oh, and real quick, we didn't even mention tomorrow, new Genshin Impact
event. Okay. No, that's not news. It's so I bet the South Koreans are sitting there like, look at these idiots over there. We've been on that Lost Ark before it was cool.
I know, right?
Why did it take so long? That's so strange to me. Were they just building servers? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a long time to wait to port a server to a different region.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's all you got, right?
Yep, that's it.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at BasementGaming9. Yes, that is the number 9. Don't worry about it. And follow us on your podcast listening app of choice. And feel free to share the show with your gamer friends so they can join in on the conversation. With that being said, thanks for listening and come back next time.
Peace.